Welcome to Keep Making Movies, the podcast where we explore, shall we say, movies that may have needed a bigger budget. We evaluate the movie for what it is, decide if it could have been improved with a budget, and if it will join our Keep Making Movies official recommend list. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Today we are discussing Caroline Labrice and Steve Leonard's Radius. This is Caroline and Steve's second feature-length film. In Radius, we follow Liam, played by Diego Klattenhoff, who wakes up after a car crash with amnesia. He then discovers that if any living being comes within 50 feet of him, it dies instantly. This seems to only apply to the animal kingdom and doesn't really include plants. Later on in the movie, Jane, played by Charlotte Sullivan, approaches a shed that Liam is hiding in, and together they figured out that Jane limits Liam's death radius. Later in the film, it is revealed that Liam is a serial killer who killed Jane's twin sister, which had led Jane to want to commit suicide, but Liam talked Jane off the bridge. Jane figures out that Liam is a serial killer and demands that Liam lead them to Jane's sister. The movie ends with Jane getting shot, Liam bringing Jane to a hospital, and then Liam kills himself to stop further killings. Tom, what do you think the goals of the creators were?
I think the goals of the creators in this were something along the lines of, you don't know who anyone is. This idea that you don't know who you are and you don't know who maybe a partner is or somebody who you're with, and that there is always this kind of mystery to each person and to what they're capable of. I suppose it has to be that the goals of the creators are connected to the revelation at the end of Liam's serial killer nature, that type of thing. And then the radius aspect of the fact that they have to remain close together, Jane or Rose, whatever her name is, and Liam have to remain close together, is a way of sort of old boying the situation, right? If anybody knows the film Old Boy.
I had read the directors were heavily influenced by Old Boy. It felt to me like they had this cool idea for the radius, like the radius, right? Oh, what if somebody was in the radius and they got killed? And what if somebody else came and they limited, like, right? This is a cool sci-fi idea they came up with, but then couldn't figure out what to do with it. So then wrote another movie that was the serial killer plot and then tried to tack that on to the radius movie, right? It is the idea that all serial killers have a radius that they just kill people within, but if they find the right person, they could limit that radius. Is there any symbolism?
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. It feels that the fact that Liam is a serial killer allows him to die, or allows the filmmakers to kill him off sort of guilt-free, right? Because he's committed these sins, and that resolves the problem of the radius. Whereas if he was an innocent person, then him dying would be more tragic, and instead the end is more ironic than tragic.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he killed more people as a serial killer or as a cursed man with the radius?
It looks like in that crowd, there is a one scene where police are attempting to arrest Liam and Jane. And Jane, she calls herself Jane for Jane Doe, but we later learn her real name is Rose. And the police are trying to separate them, to arrest them, because Liam is under suspicion of killing a few people, which he did. And as they're separating them, the police are pulling him towards a group of cops who are surrounded by a crowd. And once that radius is passed, then everybody in that crowd dies. And it looks like a decent amount of people die, maybe like 30 people or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that big. Because in his book of people he serially killed, I guess it wasn't quite 30, but there was maybe a dozen or so.
Yeah, I guess it's the difference between intention and and circumstance. You know, he's circumstantially killing these people. He's not murdering them.
So how do you think they did? How do you think they did with their goals and aspirations here with this movie?
I really struggled with the twist in the end. It felt mean, and it felt mean to me as a viewer, because you like Liam and you like Jane Rose and you like them together, and it seems cruel to make this person we like turn out to be a serial killer. And it's also mean to him, because as the amnesiac, he has a new personality and he's now been straddled with this guilt that really he hasn't earned, because he's this new person once he lost his memory. It hurts Rose because we're led to believe, beginning to fall for him, and now she's fallen for the person who's murdered her sister. And it kind of feels mean to us, because we're led to like these people, and at the last minute we're told he's actually a really bad guy who kills all these people. So the twist in the end, I didn't particularly care for.
Yeah, and there's no clues for that, right? They don't kind of set that up. That kind of comes out of nowhere. And again, it almost felt like that could have been a good movie, or the radius bit could have been a good movie. It felt like they just needed something to bolt on. But using the radius, the elevator scene. So there's one scene where Liam kind of gets into this elevator in a hospital, and Jane knows she needs to stay by Liam, but I guess the doors close. So she goes running down the stairs to keep the radius small enough between them to not kill everybody in the hospital. And I thought that was a fun little scene, like with the tension of, is she going to make it to the next floor? Is he going to go down? Is he going to go up? Is he going to step off the elevator? Where should they go? What should they do? I kind of wish they did a little bit more radius specific scenarios to keep playing on that sci-fi idea of the radius. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, that was a fun scene. How can they collapse that distance? Can they keep that distance? But I don't, KJ, what do you think about their goals? How do you think they succeeded?
I think they started with the sci-fi idea and then wound up with the twist plot instead. So I think they might have missed the mark, only because they could have... Well, let me ask you this, Tom. Could they have told the serial killer plot without the radius?
So what would be the serial killer plot without the radius? Can we imagine this?
So Liam kills Jane's sister. Jane spends years trying to find her sister. Jane can't, so she goes to a bridge where she's going to jump. Liam shows up. Presumably he's found his next victim. He talks her off the bridge. He realizes who she is. She realizes who he is. They get into a car accident, wake up with amnesia. If they had just woken up with amnesia and not then had the radius curse bestowed upon them, could you have kind of had the exact same movie just without the tension of they need to be together or the extra killings? Right, it would have been more of a detective movie, maybe.
Yeah, the fact that they're bound together offers a few dramatic opportunities. It offers tension with, for example, Jane's husband. And for the audience who hasn't seen this, Jane meets her husband again. She finds her husband who runs a store of some sorts, and her husband helps them out. And there is a certain Three's Company, maybe not Three's Company, but there's a certain love triangle. There it is, a love triangle problem where she has to be near Liam physically, and that often requires her husband, who she doesn't know, to go away.
But if you remove the amnesia and just have it, she understands that she found Liam and escapes the car crash, she's then going to be obsessed with finding Liam again and getting to the bottom of this. It would create more tension in that love triangle, because A, she would be torn between her husband and chasing down the serial killer. So it wouldn't be a love interest to Liam, but it would be an obsession with Liam that could drive the husband.
Yeah, sure. And that seems to be what was harming the relationship between Jane and her husband before the actual action of the film. I think the problem is when you, if you just have the serial killer story without the amnesia, then you don't bring these people together in a way that implies potentially romantic interest.
True, right? True.
Which right. is what we're led to believe. Towards the end of the movie, Liam at one point says to Jane, "It's unfair to you. If they put me in a prison cell, you'll have to join me." And she says, "I wouldn't mind." you know, so that's kind of their, it's a little forced, but that's sort of the trajectory here, is that these people are sort of coming together in a romantic or quasi-romantic way in order to deal with this conflict. And that's supposed to make the ending all the more cutting. If you don't have the amnesia, you lose all that.
Ooh, that's true. That's true. That is a big part of the movie. Well, do you think a stronger budget would have helped this movie?
So when I've read interviews with the directors, or the writer and the director, their initial plans involved aliens and military, and I'm going to say yes, I think all of that would have been more interesting than the serial killer thing. However, I would say I want the aliens and the military and the crazy stuff to take the place of the serial killer thing, or to discover in the end that actually Liam isn't the serial killer they thought he was, but you know, it's this other person. Just because I really don't like ending on that twist where this character we're led to like, we're actually now supposed to hate. I don't know. What do you think, KJ?
I think a budget may have allowed them to do more stuff like the elevator scene, right? If they had a list of ideas, you know, when you're thinking about making a movie and you come up with this radius idea, the curse death radius, I would hope you have a whole bunch of scenarios like, all right, well, what if they're swimming, or what if they're in a this? So if they were able to introduce aliens, I don't know, but the military could be interesting because then they could go anywhere and be anywhere for these scenarios. If they were to introduce aliens, they might be able to introduce other forms of curse radiuses. Mm-hmm. So maybe not killing, but in this guy's radius, everybody, I don't know, pick something, right? Something, everybody can fly, or everybody, you know, they could have done weird things with that. And you'd have people trying to find their antidote mm-hmm. to, you know, pair off and keep things. So I think a budget could have helped a lot, actually. I think they would have abandoned the serial killer story and moved on with something more unique to the radius idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. That it ends up being this kind of cool thing becomes yeah. sort of secondary to
to another pretty cool, like the serial killer story is pretty cool too. I don't know that it, you know, complements the radius idea.
I don't think much. Yeah, it just, it's mean irony. Right. I think that's how they're coupled together. If, you know, I think the directors and the writer think of it as, you know, this kind of cool inversion at the end. And I just found it kind of mean. But I really like what you're saying about this sort of a superhero world, a sort of version of the Marvel universe. But it involves being close to or being far from your person.
From the other one. And, you know, maybe you do it like X-Men, where it happens at puberty. So you're almost an adult, and you're spending your childhood like trying to find the antidote, but you don't even know what your radius curse is going to mm-hmm. be. So that would be a fun fun universe to build yeah. out.
Did you see the movie Hancock with Will Smith and Charlize Theron?
Yeah, it's a very long time
ago. It's pretty bad, but it has the same concept of if Hancock and played by Will Smith and Charlize Theron's character, God knows what her name is, if they're close together, they lose their superhero powers. If they're far apart, they have superhero powers. And so that becomes sort of the thing. So it's similar to that in this way, but I you know, much prefer the, you know, this sort of world building there.
Radius 2. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a sphere.
Radius United.
Trying to think of a sphere or a, you know, a globe mm-hmm. pun yeah. there, you know, radius cubes mm-hmm. something, you know.
Yeah. Diameter.
Radius two.
Diameter.
Uh, All right, Tom. So you're at our Keep Making Movies festival where we bring all these movies together and we watch them. Are you pitching this one? Are you bringing this one home? Are we producing it?
I don't think so, but I do want to see the next project from this team, this couple. How about you, KJ? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I would pick up this specific movie, but I do want to revisit some of their other filmography, Caroline and Steve, to see what else they've done. And I also think there's something there with this Radius idea. I'd love to see them take another stab at it, or at least maybe just see their notebook of what their ideas were to play on that.
I'd hire them for a Black Mirror episode.
Perfect. That would be, yes, that would be a great fit. Yeah, because apart from the serial killer part, this feels like a Black Mirror episode.
Actually, the serial killer part also feels like a Black Mirror episode. Yeah.
Okay, so this feels like two Black Mirror episodes.
Because I think the best description I've heard of Black Mirror compared to, let's say, The Twilight Zone is that Black Mirror seems to be angry at its audience. You know, it seems to be like a big middle finger at the end. And this movie has a bit of that feel as well. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, because even when they're carting her away, she's like, no, don't do it, even though he killed her sister and she was going to shoot him with a shotgun. But
yeah. Also, so I want to ask you, what do you think of the end?
There's no other way to do it, right? What would be the cure for the Radius curse? I was curious if they were going to come up with the cure, right? It was kind of like a bolt of lightning or something that started this. We don't really know. So I don't know how else you end it. And I do like endings that are either terrible or boring. And this was kind of one of the, you know, the terrible ending.
Fair enough. I was wondering if, like, the Radius curse would really end just because he's dead. Like, right? Could it?
Oh my God.
It's a big risk, right? To, like, kill yourself. And if she's rolling away,
then they all die. And then that corpse, she's the only one that can get to the corpse.
Mm-hmm. And so she has to, spend all her time with a corpse.
And then what do? Drop them in the ocean?
Drop them in the lake? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it just kills
this fish
whales.
That would go on, right on the way down.
Yeah, just go to the Marianas Trench and drop them in.
Oh, it'd probably be worse than that. You'd probably, well, this is going to get dark, but I think you would tie them together and drop them into the...
Oh my God. Are you a co-writer on this?
Steve, Caroline, if you're looking for more ideas on how to make the ending a little more terrible, give a call.
It's official. Radius has not made the list. We'll watch some more of Caroline Labrèche and Steve Leonard's movies and hope they keep making movies, so maybe another entry will make the list.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Keep Making Movies wherever fine podcasts are found.
Join us next time when we discuss Andron from 2015. Stay tuned for our first impressions of Andron. Next week, we'll be discussing Andron. Tom, how was your watch?
So I watched it on Amazon Prime, where it's available at the time of this recording.
I think you brought the film forward because you had mentioned to me in text that it uses a clever marketing technique. Namely, it seems to blow its entire budget on hiring a A-list actor to be in about 5 minutes of it in order to put him on the poster. In this case, they had two, if you count Danny Glover as A-list, but they had Danny Glover and Alec Baldwin. And it's interesting to see how they employed extremely limited time with these actors, who also seemed to not be on screen with other actors, or at least not very many other actors, in order to incorporate them into the plot, in order to sell this movie. I think that was probably the most interesting aspect of this movie. I'll leave it at that. But I think that is, when talking about micro-budget films and how they work to garner an audience despite not having the money to really market or to even create a lot of razzle-dazzle, this is another good example of how these creatives find solutions to that problem. KJ, how was your first watch?
You know, I love these films. I love going through them. And what's great about Amazon is when you watch one, they suggest like three or four more. So Andron kind of came up with that. I watch it on my phone. I love like falling asleep to these films, guys. Not that they're boring, but just it's an easy way to end the day in a kind of a stress-free way. On my second watch, I'm realizing, I wonder how influenced it was by the Hunger Game, we'll say movies, I'm sure the books too, but I wonder if the director wanted to do something, but then the studio got involved and said, no, make it like, well, anyway, audience, if you liked Hunger Games, you might want to watch this movie, Andron. Anyway, we'll talk about it next week.
Wow, Talking Studios,